Nolte, Hollywood Democrats Get What They Vote For, Dangerous Homeless Camps. By John Nolte on February 26, 2024. Today's glorious episode of People Getting What They Voted For involves the fire hazard in Hollywood, California, coming from illegal homeless camps. The fire that broke out on Franklin Avenue last month was, by some measures, a modest one, reports the failing Los Angeles Times. But with winds blowing in the Cahuenga Pass that night, it had the potential to be destructive. And destructive it almost was. Embers from the fire, which started at a homeless encampment, landed on a nearby apartment building, and by the time the blaze was out, it had scorched a nearby tree, destroyed two cars and sent smoke into nearby homes. More from my colleague Joel Polak. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass is facing criticism from Hollywood residents as homeless encampments are returning despite her efforts to move people from the streets into hotels and motels. Under her predecessor, Eric Garcetti, and under California Governor Gavin Newsom, the focus of homeless policy in the state has been to use government money to pay for hotel or motel rooms for homeless people, offering them alternative accommodation. But that approach does not address the root causes of the problem: mental illness, drug abuse, permissive law enforcement, and the high cost of living in the state, especially when it comes to housing. But I would add something to the list of root causes: voting for Democrats. American cities and politicians know how to get rid of these illegal homeless encampments. Governor Gavin Newsom, DCA, just proved that in November when he had the city of San Francisco cleaned up in honor of Chinese premier, dictator, and mass murderer Xi Jinping. This is where I live, and we don't have these problems despite my county being poorer than some big cities like Baltimore. Why don't we have this problem? Because we don't tolerate it. In my county, you won't have time to erect a tent before a cop comes along and tells you to move on. Something else we have is affordable housing, including trailer camps throughout the county. Laugh all you want at living in a 700-square-foot trailer while others pay $3,500 monthly for a 400-square-foot shoebox. A trailer is a single-family home, not a crummy apartment where you can hear a fly crawl on the other side of the wall. There's nothing you can do about human nature. People who are mentally ill and hopelessly addicted or determined to live outside will always be a problem. What you don't have to put up with are these people destroying your city and quality of life. That is a choice. But something else that's a choice is voting over and over again for Democrats, which means voting for terrible policies that are proven failures. Smart people are getting the hell out of California. California was once the promised land. Now it's doomed. And it's not doomed by Democrat policies or Democrat politicians. No, California is doomed by its own stupid voters who hate Republicans more than they hate violent crime and fire hazards. Their own cultural bigotry dooms them. Democrats also, and I believe this is deliberate, make homelessness tolerable, which only attracts more homeless. Sometimes people need a kick in the ass to get their act together. Sometimes, making dangerous lifestyles as intolerable as possible forces people to change their minds about things. If you care about the homeless, and I mean truly care, you do what you can to decrease their numbers, and one way to do that is to make that lifestyle as uncomfortable as possible. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. The whole book had a very beautiful spiritual undertone, and Nolte used themes and symbolism like no recent author I can remember. Some parts of this book are like lyrical poetry. I laughed and cried and was so moved. 5-star review. After your purchase, email jmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.